Now entering Nerdist.com.
Here we go. Another episode.
It's another episode of Mates. We are now opening our crates. The things we got in the mail from our mateys, they're great.
Welcome to Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
With my friend Michael Ian Black.
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
His actually last name is not Black.
No, just Black.
Although, that wouldn't be bad.
Would not be terrible, but I've already changed my name so many times.
You're right.
To do it again would just be confusing.
Michael Ian Black.
And my good friend, Tom. So,
what? Well, I was like, Michael Ian Black. I sent it out there, you know. Like,
and I said, my good friend, Tom.
He kind of swallowed it a little bit. Hey, what you got there?
Well, this comes from, it's a box. And there's a few notable things about the box.
Yep.
First of all, it's addressed to Mike and Tom Eat Snacks, 163 Amsterdam Avenue, P.O. Box 135, New York, New York 10023.
That's where you send the snacks, mateys.
But it's from
a loyal viewer.
That's what it says.
That's
right,
the return address.
Return.
We like that very much. Loyal viewer from Oxford, Ohio.
And also on the box, a bunch of designs.
Yeah, well, yeah, sure. Food items, food scroll, tiny pictures of lollipops, cherries, apples, lemons.
I suspect they're stamps. Like, I suspect our loyal viewer stamped them with little rubber stamps.
And then, in addition, little notes. Snack on, my brothers, to a great pair. I love you to the core beside an apple.
Now, that's all the good stuff. The bad stuff is it very clearly states on the front of the box, this package contains products that require refrigeration. Check carefully.
And then it says, do not freeze. Very, very clear that we should refrigerate, but do not freeze.
And this has been sitting out.
And we didn't do either.
No, it's been sitting out in room temp for weeks.
It's been back there in the Indiana Jones vault,
right,
with all the other crates and boxes. And somehow, I assume someone got fired over this, but it didn't get put into the refrigeration area.
Well, this is the problem with having interns as opposed to employees.
Exactly right.
So we've got Zach and we've got Efron.
Yeah,
and you know, They're nice kids, but they're college students. They're drunk or high most of the time,
right?
And they cannot be called upon to do anything.
That's right. And they come as a pair because obviously the Zach and the Efron, and you can't hire just one. And so they come as a pair, and they're just lazy sum bucks.
They're getting college credit, and they're nice kids. And
they're great. Oh, I'm sorry. We should have prefaced. They're wonderful, wonderful lads.
But inept.
They're brutal. Like, I'm amazed that NYU accepted them, A, and B, that they're, like, going to go into their sophomore year. That's crazy to me.
And the crazy thing is, they're both at the top of their class.
Mm-hmm.
One's going into law school. One's in pre-med.
And they're dumb.
They're dolts.
Dumb as a bag of wet mice. Hey, Zach. Hey, Efron. How are you guys doing today? Do you guys remember to take the trash out?
Good luck. Good luck with that.
We were supposed to do that?
Yeah,
you're supposed to do that every day, Zach. You too, Efron. Nobody told us that. Michael told you four times yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And four times the day before.
Where's the trash? In his office? Where do I take it? Out of his office?
To your office? And she's like, shut up and do your job.
I gotta study for my neurosurgery exam. Do it after. Take the trash out. Where is it? Exactly. In his office. Where do I take it? Out of his office. This conversation goes round and round for days. Like, no, they're dumb guys.
They're dumb.
And those guys should have refrigerated this box. It says clearly to refrigerate it.
So we don't even know what's in the box. I'm opening the box as Tom recounts his conversations with Zach and Efron, who are nice guys.
Oh, they're great. I love those guys. And here's the other thing, you know, which I think they skate on a little bit, to be frank. Unlike you and I, these guys are very good-looking fellas. Great, they got kind of long. Zach's got long surface hair. Efron's got like one of those like kind of cool buzz cuts, mm-hmm. you know. But it just he looks really good on him. He's got a good skull. They're just great-looking guys. One of them, Zach's got those kind of like hipster horn rim glasses. Mm-hmm. You know, Efron's got the stubble going. All the women that work here love those guys.
Can I will say this about Efron. Uh-huh. Now, this doesn't apply to Zach, but it very much applies to Efron. The fact that he's a double amputee, I think, gives him a little bit of wiggle room.
Yeah, when I saw him, I was like, this fucking guy is going to skate on that thing.
And he can't skate because he's a double amputee.
Right, right.
But he's
he can attach the blades to the stump.
Yes.
And everyone's like, he's so cute, mm-hmm. you know. And he uses that to shirk some of his duties. I gotta say, he kind of does.
That's my point.
I'm like, bring those four boxes here. He's like, how? I'm like, come on. What do you got? He just opened it up. Mike and Tom. Well, I'm gonna read that.
Well, wait a minute. I mean, this is worth noting. First of all, it's beautifully packaged.
Oh yes,
There's a note in an envelope that says Mike and Tom, sealed white envelope, the kind you might find at a gift store. It was placed perfectly in the middle on top of a bubble wrapped package of, and I can see already the first thing here, which does not require refrigeration, better cheddar crackers.
You know, let's investigate further, shall we, Magic?
Mm-hmm.
I open up this letter and see what we got.
It's a long note.
Yeah. Oof. Tough start.
Real tough start. I can see over your shoulder.
Okay. Should I read it?
Yeah.
Dear Mike and Tom, though you'll always be Phil and Ed to me.
Bad start, guy.
Real trouble.
Is that a guy?
It is, if this is really this man's name. He claims... Can I say that? Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, it's a guy. You can just say his first name, right?
I think maybe we should, yeah, I guess we should just
Chad.
Say his first name. Chad.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
The thing is, like, don't reference past work. You're not getting any points for that.
You're not getting points. I deduct points.
I do know
that Ed thing.
I do, too.
I don't mind I like the scrubs. People holler that out.
You like that?
Yeah, it's
Well, why don't you like when people say Ed?
It's like, I don't mind that either. But there's something about... You know, that show, we did that show in 23 years ago, it feels like to me. Unbelievable show.
Great show.
Fantastic to be involved with. But right now, you're writing a movie. You're having dinner with fancy people.
Sure.
I'm directing a movie. I'm not having dinner with fancy people. It's almost like, hey, Jimmy Carter, I thought you died.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we don't like it.
I remember when you were president.
I remember when you were on the state, dude.
I was staying with the Jimmy Carter thing. Because if you say...
Well, he was on the state.
No, yes.
He wasn't... When he was on the state, I mean.
Yes, he was
Jimmy
on the...
Jimmy Carter state years, not the presidency.
Got it. He was very funny in the state.
In this first... Chad, in your first suite, I'm going to address Chad. Because, the viewers... And look, they're not viewers. We're not mad at you guys.
Mm-mm.
But dear Mike and Tom, though you'll always be Phil and Ed to me. Ah... Because you know what that is a little bit? If we're always going to be those guys, it feels like maybe you need to get yourself a time machine. Well, and that's fine. You can get yourself a time machine.
You know what
These days, a time machine...
I'm sure it's meant complimentarily. However,
of course.
When I hear it, what I hear is, oh, you don't like anything else that I've ever done.
That's what you hear, yeah.
To me, it's a backhanded insult when he just means it as a compliment.
Of course.
He's a great guy.
Chad's a great guy.
Love Chad.
Yeah, he's a great guy. But then he says, his next sentence is, what's crack-a-lackin'? And then he uses,
I didn't see the then, what's crack-a-lackin'.
Right, and then he uses the word nay in the following form. Encloses a snack that demands, nay, requires attention.
See, he got me back with what's crack-a-lackin', and then he lost me again with the
sure,
nay.
Sure, sure. There's a couple of actors I would like to see play Chad already when I see that.
Dorf?
Will Ferrell, maybe Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, okay. I was going with like indie douchebag.
Okay, here we go.
I'm sure Dorf's a lovely guy too. I like Dorf a lot.
Oh, I thought you meant like golf with Dorf. Like
no,
that
no,
guy
I meant Stephen Dorf. He's a great guy. I actually like him a lot.
Dorf,
the golfer.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Stephen Dorf also love
great guy. Great guy.
Also a double amputee.
Yeah, great guy. People don't know that. He asked us not to tell that.
He did ask us that.
Fuck me.
We can edit
that. Can we keep do that?
Yeah, wait. It's,
we don't edit anything, though.
No.
You know what? Here's the thing. Here's my thing. I hear that and I think, I don't think it's going to get out, the Dorf's WMFT, because I don't think enough people, watch this podcast.
Probably not.
I don't think they watch it at all. I know. You see what I'm doing there? Okay. Better cheddars with optional but highly recommended Philadelphia cream cheese spread. That's why we need a refrigerator.
Oh.
Damn it. I'm not eating that cheese spread. Maybe I am. Let's take a look. I am uncertain as to the national popularity of this snack item. I only know that it has become harder and harder to find the grocery store lately in my neck of the woods. Well, he lives in Oxford, Ohio. It was popularized by my mother when I was but a wee one. Her habitual snack of choice when sitting in front of the television to watch an episode of, say, Mangum P.I.
Oh, he wrote Mangum P.I. See, he's got me back.
Yeah.
He's got me back. Certain typos will get me back. Listen, that got me right back.
Chad, if you purposely typoed Mangum, I don't have to read the rest of the
letter. I'm going to choose to believe that he did. Yeah.
To save him, I'm going to skip some stuff.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of stuff about Mom.
But I got to tell you something. I got to tell you something about Chad.
Yeah.
Because I've now opened the entire package.
Uh-huh.
It is so beautifully packaged, it will break your heart. I'm going to recreate it for you. Look at this. So I open it up, right? So you've got this. You've got the beautifully bubble-wrapped better cheddar crackers.
Yeah.
I take those out. What do I see? Silver box, right?
Yeah, refrigerated.
A silver...
I just got to that part of the note.
Okay. He created a silver foil refrigerator... Opens beautifully inside plastic utensils, plastic knives, with our names on them.
I have to tell you this, Chad, because you may not even be aware of this. I don't know how self-aware you are as a person, Chad, but do you know what you are? An artisan.
That's what he is.
You're an artisan. There aren't that many artisans around anymore. You know, Edie Brickell was one. You're an artisan. And he called us on our Here's what he wrote. Bless you, Magic.
Thank you, Tom.
He called us on it already because, listen to this. Okay. He does this thing, you will not be disappointed with this snack with a period between every word. As I'm sure you well know, hydration is vital in the snack game. We know that, Chad. Don't talk down to us. You have us, so don't blow it now. Therefore, I'll suggest incorporating your favorite cola beverage to the snack. I'm not suggesting a Ginelli situation is necessary here at all, but I wouldn't discourage it. I like it. Mm-hmm. He's like, look, guys, I'm just saying, this could be a thing.
You can play it. You can play it however you want to play it.
But here's the refrigerated compartment. I packed your cream cheese with care in a temporarily refrigerated compartment within this package because I wasn't sure how many months or years it would be sitting around Mate's headquarters unopened. He knew ahead of the game. Chad, what are you, prescient? So for your own safety, if the Philly cream cheese is warm when you get to it, do not eat it. I don't need a lawsuit on my hands. You'll probably get a lawsuit anyway because of the defamation of character with the Phil and Ed thing. Nonetheless, you know what you've done, you artisan? And I'm, by the way, I'm saving you a goodie here, Magic, in this letter.
I'm listening.
He's eating the cream cheese. He's testing it. He's like, look, if we can eat the four-year-old thing from New Hampshire, we can knock back a little bit of cream cheese on our cheddar. So, so here's the good thing. You know what you've done, Chad, with your refrigerator and your perfectly packaged box? You've gone and set a high bar.
A really high bar.
A really high bar. Even Matty Ice, in all his glory, couldn't package like this. Or maybe he could, but he didn't.
He certainly didn't write our names on utensils. I mean, and not just, wrote them perfectly. I don't know how he did this. I'm assuming it's some sort of stamp.
They're stamp crazy over there because I have a little tidbit of information for you which you're going to love. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Guess who's responsible for decorating the package with little notes and doodles?
Ooh.
Go on, guess.
I mean, how could I possibly guess? I have no idea.
Laura. His wife.
Oh, God.
This is fantastic. Well, Chad... Wow, should we rate Chad? 10. Nice work, Chad.
I can't give Chad a 10.
No, I'm joking. He's not a 10. He knows he's not a 10.
He knows he's not a 10.
You kidding me?
Laura gets a 10.
Laura's a... Let me tell you. Laura's a 10. Laura is a flat-out 10. Chad's a 4. Chad, relax, dude. We're having a barbecue. I'm just sitting back. I'm playing you. I'm playing you. You look over from your bocce game and you're like, would you say a 4? Like, no, I didn't say a 4. Get me a burger, man.
Yeah. 3.
Yeah.
No, Chad's like a 7.
No, Chad's like
solid
a 6.
7. You think 6?
He might be a 7.
I'm going to give him a 7. Because, I mean, the kid's heart is just in the right place. I didn't read the whole letter.
Clearly, I'm a fan of Chad's.
Yeah. We all like Chad.
We all are. I mean, look at that package. Look, here's the thing that he's done. He's an artisan who has created a high bar. What more can you ask in an episode of Mates than that from one of the loyal viewers? And again, right, they're not even viewers.
Are they? I don't even know.
I don't know anymore. So here we go. You open the what are they? Better Cheddars?
Better Cheddar Baked Snack Crackers. Now, these are essentially...
What is this Philadelphia cream? Show me the refrigeration packet again. This is kind of NASA material. I need to take a look. Yeah, this is the stuff they put on the shuttle. I'm pretty sure.
It's a silver...
My God, it's got a... So it has an actual...
It had actual...
It's got a refrigeration pack in here.
Yes. It's sort of a silvery mylar fabric, the kind that, yeah, you might find on the space shuttle.
And inside a Nordic Ice brand ice pack from Temperature. Get that? Get that? Reno, Nevada? You see that magic?
Oh, yeah.
It's not... Instead of Temperature, they've added an S after the last T.
Look.
Temperature.
Look. Buddy, this is Mike and Tom Eat Snacks. This isn't Mike and Tom Discuss Refrigeration Methods.
You called me buddy there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. That's when you're like, you're talking tough, but you're not like, hey, dickhead.
Because
you occasionally insult people, asshole, dickhead. You'll get rough, but this is more admonishing.
This is a
cautionary note by you to me.
This is me pulling the leash on your neck and jerking it back and saying, hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
We don't sniff other dogs' poo.
Right. Right.
And that's what you were doing right there. You were sniffing somebody else's poo.
You're not abandoning me. You're staying with me. You love me, but you're calling me, you know, and, you know, remember last week we talked about Kutcher?
Sure. Ashton Kutcher.
Ashton Kutcher, because he got in trouble with Joey Hodges' company over there, Pop Chips.
Yeah.
Well, one thing I remember reading about him when he was with, is it Demi? I never know.
We just call her D.
So back when they were getting together, he said... you know, she calls me on my shit and I call her on hers.
Mm-hmm.
Which is one of my favorite things about... It's one of my favorite relationship phrases that you hear people say. It's meant as a compliment, you know. And every time I hear it, I think, you shouldn't be together.
Yeah.
When second someone says, she calls me on my shit, I'm like, it's not going to last. You shouldn't be together. Now, this was in their fledgling phase of their relationship. And I remember distinctly, just to myself, I didn't mention this to anyone else, but I remember going, well, they're done.
Oh, so you thought they wouldn't last?
Absolutely, 100%.
And you're kidding me.
Why I thought that magic was when I heard she calls me on my shit.
See, that they were the one couple that I thought they were going
to
make it.
No, the one couple I will point to, and I hope I don't jinx them.
Kanye and Kim.
Second to Kanye and Kim. The one couple that are real, genuinely so, that I think stands the test of time. And I'm not including Tommy. Okay, right. I'm not included T. Hanks. That's a whole different category. But William H. Macy and Felicity Huffman.
Oh, they're done. You didn't read that?
No, don't tell me that. Don't tell me that.
They're not done.
No, of course
they'll
not.
Never be done.
They won't be done. They're those guys.
I hope. Look, here's the thing I've learned.
One hopes.
The thing that I've learned about marriage. And I've learned some things about marriage, Tom.
Michael's book is called You're Not Doing It Right, in which he discusses his entire life, including marriage, and what he has learned. But for a quick snapshot of that, go.
You can't get inside anybody else's marriage. You just don't know. You don't know. Sometimes you don't even know what's going on in your own marriage.
Right.
Like my wife, who, God.
No, I know her name.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Just walk in and say hello, and I'm going to turn away, okay? And you're with your wife. Say, hey, we're here.
Me and my wife.
Oh, hey, Michael. Hey.
Yeah, it's driving me crazy.
Oh, man. Hey.
It's driving me crazy.
It starts with an L. No, it starts with an L.
Is it
an A? Is it an A it starts with?
Is it love?
Hey,
Layla? Layla?
Hey, Amy.
I don't know. Regardless.
Whatever. Your wife is a wonderful dame.
I love her. Like, but
of course you love her. You married her.
I married her. But like, she doesn't know about my secret family, for example.
No.
There's things she doesn't know.
She is never going to know.
And probably things that I don't know about her.
Right.
Which is why I got that guy that I hired to tailor around.
Just to be sure that she's not in any trouble.
That's
all
it is.
It's not that you suspect her of any...
No, it's not that I don't trust her.
Right, you trust her. You trust her. You just want to know what she's up to. Quit bogarting my inscribed, stamped
fork. It's a knife, but...
Is this a knife?
Well, the thing that you use to spread...
I can't tell because I can't see.
...is generally a knife. How... Now, the Philadelphia cream cheese, which is what he provided...
Yeah.
There, it was packaged in individual...
this is fine.
...containers. Like four small, like, snack-sized containers. In fact, they're called minis, which I've never seen before.
I've never seen that either. It kind of... the best equation I can give you here, folks, is it kind of looks like a slightly larger version if you took... At the you're there at
the IHOP.
If you're at the IHOP, even better. I was going to go Hampton Hotel.
Sure.
At the breakfast buffet, they got their like jam packages, the condiment packages, the peanut butter, the honey,
the jelly packet.
Well, this is like four slightly larger than jelly packet sized cream cheese quadrants stuck together.
Right. For when you need a packet of cream cheese.
Yeah.
It's a very optimistic packaging on the Philadelphia people's part.
I think the effort that has gone into this is really not worth the trouble.
No.
Just if you're going to get something this size, just get the circular.
Well, but what they're thinking is...
You're going to do this, and now I'm going to try and do it.
We want to encourage people to eat cream cheese in different
ways
all the time. We want them to bring it to lunch with them. We want them to throw it in their purse when they're going out on the go. You know, just let me pack some cream cheese.
Yeah.
That's what they're hoping is going
to
happen.
I like to throw it in the purse on the go. That's a nice little... I'm going to the Acela, take a quick trip to Philly, and I'm just going to like... I'm gonna pack my garters. I got my phone. You know, I got the... Oh, I got to remember the charger. Change the underwear. A little bit of cream cheese. Let's go. I like the on the go. It's like, I'm on the go. Let's just throw the cream cheese in the bag.
Yeah, you just need some cream cheese because you just don't know.
Yeah, and then you got to make sure you don't squash your purse.
Yeah, you got to be real careful with your purse.
Not squash your purse.
Yeah, because you got to be real careful with it.
You don't want to squash it.
Nope, don't squash that first.
Don't squash that first. And listen, we're not insinuating anything here. Because our platform, clear as day, and I think the viewers know that, and again, not viewers, our platform...
Respect for women.
Thank you.
That's what we are. Who we are.
It's not what we do.
No, it's who we are.
It's who we are.
So just... For the sake of the sound effect, I think it's worth stating we're about to eat Better Cheddar's and Philadelphia cream cheese. That's the snack for today. Now, you feel confident about this cream cheese?
I'm eating the cream cheese.
How bad could it be, right? I mean, how sick could you get?
Here's what I'm doing, because what goes through my head is this. I'm sniffing the sucker. I've got it on my Monogram knife. I'm sniffing it. If it was really bad, I feel I would be able to tell... Just by my olfactory ability.
But doesn't cream cheese always smell a little bit bad? But I mean, cheese in general.
Yeah, but this does not smell off at all. This smells like healthy cream cheese. Not only that, the man put it in a damn self-made refrigerator.
I know.
I felt that ice pack. Feel it if you want, from temperature. Feel that. Here.
It still has some cold.
It's still chilly.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how good your fridge is. Mine knocks off every 4 seconds. I'm going with it. I'm not afraid. Because remember... You know, magic. This is what we do. Part of the snack game is you got to take risks. That is what leads to discovery.
That is the snack game. The snack game is all about risk.
It's all about risk.
Now, this is going to be a question of proportion for me.
Yeah, exactly right. How much cream cheese do you fire on the Better Cheddar?
Now, I'm starting...
You know, I just realized something. I think I'm being a jackass because I need a little bit of empirical method. I'm going to eat a Better Cheddar without cream cheese on it first.
Oh, see? Okay.
No, that's what I'm doing.
You're going to be the control group for the Better Cheddar.
Yeah, that's my control group.
Okay, I'm not going to do that.
Oh. That wasn't...
Wasn't at all what you were hoping for, huh?
It was just a little... I'm going to try a second one.
Now, Better Cheddar, for those viewers who don't know, is sort of like a Cheez-It. I know they're not viewers, but it's thinner.
Or like a Ritz.
It's round.
Probably
and,
more like a Ritz than a Cheez-It.
Yes. In fact, if you married a Ritz and a Cheez-It, you would get a Better Cheddar.
After having had two, I can tell you that it tastes a little bit more like a Cheez-It than a Ritz. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I do know what you mean.
So what's really great about it is – what's not really great about it, I have to tell you, is it's a little – I don't know if – still take a bite. It seems a little – it's not as crisp as I was hoping, the Better Cheddar. I thought the cream cheese would be a problem, but it's not that.
Disagree.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear you say that. Now I'm going with the cream.
It's a crisp. I mean, it's yeah. a crisp. So because it's so thin, that's why I think you're not getting quite the crunch that you were looking for.
No, you're wrong about that.
I'm right about that.
What you are is wrong, and I'll tell you why. You can have, like, a chip just is even thinner than this, and it can have a little more crispness to it. This does not have crispness to it.
It's not Christmas. This is summer, or just about summer.
Not even close to summer.
And it's almost summer.
It's May.
It's almost summer.
I don't explain the solstices to you when we finish this podcast. I'm not going to do it right now.
This cracker, I agree with you, it's not the crispest thing in the world, but I don't think it's stale.
It's just above stale.
No.
Yeah, it is.
Did you try with the cream cheese?
I'm about to.
Because I have. I have an opinion about it.
Hmm.
That was my opinion.
You liked it?
We share an opinion.
We're spending... I don't really like them individually, I have to tell you. But...
Okay, so...
Chad's right.
You spread a little cream cheese...
You put the cream cheese on it.
On a better cheddar.
Now I'm like reaching in the bag and getting a few more.
Suddenly, you've got yourself...
You've improved it.
A snack... suitable for any double wide in the country. You could...
What do you mean by any double wide in the country?
I mean like a trailer park
yep.
where poor people live.
Right. Yeah, I was trying to get specific.
And I did, right?
Yeah, you did. And I appreciate that. A trailer park where poor people live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because this is... It's the idea of gourmet in a way. You're taking a sort of very specific cracker and putting on a very specific spread, and what you get is a very specific flavor that mimics mm-hmm. a sort of higher end gourmet treat, a camembert, for example, that you would spread on like a water cracker.
Uh huh.
And incidentally, that's the kind of thing I prefer. I prefer the sort of lower end snack to the higher end snack. 85% of the time.
I'm running those numbers through my head because I don't want to jump the gun on this, but I'm going to say that's pretty much exactly right.
Yeah, you always want the sort of...
You almost always want.
Right. The populist end. Version.
Yeah, because that's kind of, in many ways, that's what snacks are.
Snacks aren't your hoity-toity, fancy-dandy...
They're not your stir-fry. They're not your fancy meal. They're your snack. You know? That's what you're snacking on.
Right.
You want to get serious about your nutrition? Sure. Get serious about your meals.
Don't get serious about your snacks.
Don't get serious about your snacks. How much fun do you want to have in your life?
Right.
Enjoy your snacks. That's why they're snacks. Snacks is fun time. Look, not for us. It's a serious game, the snack game for us. But for the people out there who aren't professional snackologists, have fun.
I wish
the first thing we say to people is like, well, what can you tell us? So I'm trying to get into the snack game. What can you give us some guidance? We always say...
Have fun.
Have fun. Just have fun. Don't worry about winning and losing. Have fun.
Respect women and have fun. That's what we say.
Once upon a time, a million years ago, I was drinking on a plane. I asked the pilot, what do all these buttons do? He said, I don't know. I said, I don't know. I said, I don't know. I said, I don't fucking know. Rum and coke. I barely only spoke. She said, what goes in that? I said, I don't know. I said, I don't know. I said, I don't know. I said, I don't fucking know.
I gotta say.
Go on.
The combination of cream cheese and better cheddar.
It's a phenomenal combo.
It's great.
It sparks that childhood joy, doesn't it?
It really does.
Because we are talking about, neither of us, since we began spreading it, we haven't stopped eating.
Mm-mm.
This box is... 3/4 of the way gone.
And I notice that we're more enthusiastic in just our podcasting when we're eating a snack we enjoy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
This is a snack you could sit around a Formica table with your best pals,
yep.
get drunk,
yep.
and Ginelli some better cheddar and cream cheese all night long.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could do that.
Maybe have a card game going?
Sure.
Sure.
A wily game of Pinochle.
Pinochle, sure. A little game of maybe Mumblety Peg.
Maybe.
Maybe not.
Probably not.
Probably not. You don't want anyone to get cut. No, I think you hit on a really great point, Magic, that every now and again, you know, look, the snack game, it's a rough game. And sometimes we lose track of the fact that what we tell everyone starting out, have fun.
Yeah.
This is a fun snack.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good snack.
Mm-hmm.
This is the kind of thing that when you're having those dark days, when you're eating that jelly belly poison, you remember, you know what? You know what else is out there? Cream cheese and better cheddars.
And this isn't something, you know, Nabisco didn't come up with this. The Philly cream cheese people didn't come with this. Chad came up with this.
Yeah, Chad and Laura. Chad and Laura.
In Ohio, sitting in their double wide.
Sitting in their double wide.
Bemoaning the fact that they don't have jobs.
Yep. Not being able to walk.
Right.
Sitting there because they can't walk. They can doodle. They can write things on boxes.
Oh, they can make homemade refrigeration kits.
Sure. They're handy. The man's an artisan.
Can't walk.
They're sitting there in the double wide.
You know who they should talk to? Chad.
Dorf.
I mean, Efron.
Zach? I thought you meant Steven.
Efron.
Oh, yeah. Or Dorf.
Yeah, the intern.
But we weren't... No.
The double amputee.
I'm talking about Steven Dorf.
Oh, okay.
Both of them are double amputees, but we weren't supposed to bring up the fact that...
You can't talk about that.
I don't want his lawyers coming up. I mean, we can turn off the recording thing, and I'll just sit here and eat these.
I'd be more than happy to do that. You know, Chad and Laura, these kids are going to make it. We talked about Ashton and Dee.
Yeah.
We talked about William and Felicity.
Yeah.
We talked about Tom.
Yeah.
And Rita.
Yeah.
These kids are going to make it. You can't not make it if you've got this.
The only thing I will caution them. Just one word of advice. Heed it. Don't heed it. But you've struck gold here, folks. And the attention is coming. Ready yourself for that. And when it does, and when everybody wants a piece of you, and when everyone asks you to move on out to Hollywood to do the Chad and Laura movie, and you got to go because you got to tell your story, just remember who you are and where you came from. Because if you don't, you won't make it.
Oh, the snack game will eat you alive.
Eat you up and spit you out.
Ratings?
Ratings! Stormtroopers hitting the ground.
There was a lot of angst in this at the beginning of this podcast.
Yeah.
We didn't know what was going to happen. There was a lot of tension revolving around the refrigeration.
Yeah.
There was a lot of tension revolving around the letter.
Yeah. There was a lot of conflict.
And yet, out of great conflict sometimes comes amazing stories.
Mm-hmm. And this is one.
It's a love story more than anything.
What it is a love story. This cute can-do couple down there in Oxford, Ohio, who, what the hell, just decided to throw caution to the winds and live their dream. And somewhere along the way, that dream collided with a couple of snackologists. They run a little podcast called Mates. And the result was what we have here today, the better cheddars combined with your Philadelphia cream cheese. I mean, it's an underdog story, isn't it?
That's ultimately what it is. Because Chad and Laura are underdogs. The better cheddar is an underdog. Philly cream cheese with their little jelly packet quadrants, that's an underdog.
Yeah.
Everybody in this story is just... It's a hard scrabble story. They're just trying to claw their way up to the American dream.
And what they've done is, I have to say, frankly, I'm not a guy that anoints, but they've achieved it. You know, that every now and again, something surprises you. Like you say, harkens back to those days of yore. Not that you trade them.
Not for anything in the world. Not for $1 billion. I wouldn't go back.
No, you wouldn't go back to those happy, wonderful times. Mm-mm. You wouldn't think about it. Magic would not even dream of that, folks. But the reminder is really, is generous. You know, it makes us happy. And that's what these better cheddars combined with Philadelphia cream cheese has done. For both of us, I think. I don't think we were expecting it. I think, like you say, this thing started out with a lot of conflict.
Can I be honest?
Please.
I haven't admitted this before.
Go on.
And I'm gonna feel like a real fool admitting it now.
I'm not going to laugh at you.
When I opened the better cheddar and saw the cream cheese underneath,
uh-huh.
You know how I felt?
Tell me.
Disappointed.
You wanted a better snack.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Disappointed.
Yeah.
I feel like a real fool for saying that now.
Well, we opened these boxes that are addressed to Mates Worldwide Headquarters. We don't know what we're going to get. And I think I share with you slightly. I don't know if I was necessarily disappointed, but I wasn't excited.
Mm-mm.
I wasn't necessarily going, now this is going to be a rip-roaring podcast.
Mm-mm. No.
And then it just...
It snuck up on you, didn't it?
It just kept going. It kept climbing and climbing and climbing. You know, it was unassuming. You know, it wasn't deterred by our lack of excitement. It just kept going. And again, we're talking about really the American dream, aren't we?
Yeah.
You don't give up, folks.
No, people are going to tell you can't do something. Don't listen to them.
They're assholes when they do that.
People told us, yeah, you'll never have a snack podcast. It's impossible.
You can't do a snack podcast, you idiots.
It's impossible. It can't be done.
You guys are stupid. You guys are ugly. And you can't do a snack podcast.
Did we listen?
Yeah, we did listened. For a while. Years, yeah, for we years listened. We were like, oh, okay. All right, we won't do one then.
Our mistake.
Big mistake by us.
In fairness, we're talking, this is 30 years ago, podcasts didn't exist.
Yeah, so when people say you can't do a podcast, we're like, why can't we, defiantly? They said, because that's not a thing.
Right.
And we were like, good point.
Right.
But then the next year, we'd revisit the idea.
Same reaction.
Yeah. It took forever. And then even when podcasts were invented.
It took us years.
We were like, told you.
Yep.
And they said, well, you can't do one. We said, why can't we do one now? And they said, because you guys are incompetent.
Yeah. And did we listen?
We did, yeah.
Yeah, we listened years. Years.
Quite a bit. We really did. And now I'm glad that finally we stopped listening.
What?
What we have here today is a love story wrapped around the American dream.
Wrapped around cream cheese.
Wrapped around a cheddar snack. Wrapped around Russia, I think.
I guess
Russia's got to be wrapped in there somewhere. Listen, Chad, you wrote Crack-A-Lackin', you wrote Nay, you wrote Mangum P.I. You warned us not to eat the thing. You knew that there was possibly going to be a snafu at Mates Worldwide HQ. You had your wife design the box. You're phenomenal.
Well, we already rated Chad.
I know, but I'm prefacing my thing. Like, I want him to know that the rating... This is not for you now, Chad. This is what we do.
Snack.
We're professionals. We are only going to rate the snack. If it ends up being not quite what you'd hoped, not quite what you'd aspired to, I don't want you to take it personally. The snack game can be a vicious mistress, and this is not something that everybody – it's not everybody's cup of tea, Chad. So I'm going to tell you my better cheddar – cream cheese combo now. Not rating the better cheddars, and I'm not rating the cream cheese. I'm rating them as a combo. I warn you, my better cheddar's rating would be remarkably lower. But my better cheddar cream cheese combo rating for the pleasure, for the surprise, and for the, nay, may I say it, joy it gave me. 8.
This is going to be one of those rare instances where... your rating is higher than mine. Now, that's not taking anything away from my rating, which I think is still going to be very good when stacked up against all the other snacks we've rated.
You usually go higher than me. Is that right?
I usually go higher.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. I usually go
I rate from my heart and then I stop listening to you.
What?
What?
I usually go about a point higher. In this case, I'm going to go...
You're about a point higher?
Oh, yeah.
I can tell you right now, there is some loyal viewer. I'm telling you, this is not a viewer who has got those number, who's run the numbers and knows exactly what it is.
Yeah, it's easily discoverable. And if we had competent interns, we could have them do it.
Fucking jerks, Zach and Efron wrecking everything. But God, they throw good parties.
And what
you can't fire them.
You can't.
You can't, because Friday you're like, you've had it. You've had a week with them, and that's it. And they're like, Stag over at the place, dude. Let's go. They're running out of there. Like, they got like two, you know that thing where they do where they hold two bottles of beer in each hand.
It's unbelievable.
They're running out.
Yeah.
And you're just like, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's
go. Guys.
And cut to like it's like 5 a.m. and you're in Brooklyn somewhere and you're just like, all right, I got to get home somehow, man. Mm-hmm. And they're like, dude, I got your cab. They're already ready to go. They're like, unless you want to go to the diner and get some eggs. And you're just like...
You end up at the diner.
Yeah. And then it's like you finally hit the hay around 11 a.m. Saturday, and you're like, I can't fire these guys.
Nah, they're too good.
They're too good.
They're too good.
Dumb, though.
Dumb as post.
Terrible.
God,
terrible at
dumb.
Their job. Yeah.
I'm going to go... I can't give it a 7.
You can't.
I can go higher.
Oh, interesting.
I can't give it a 7.5.
Why can't you?
Because I can't. Well, I'm going to give it a very rare 7.25.
7.25. That's a great rating.
It's a great rating.
You've done. Look at today. You know what today was?
A win.
A win. A win. Win.
Win.
Win.
No, wait, because we won. They won. The snack won. The viewers won. Win, I know they're
win,
not viewers.
Win. 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 Win.
See you next
week. I'll see you next week.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.